So the next mayoral election for Bridgeport isn't set until 2027. However, kind of a surprise announcement this month, we learned that Councilman George Cruz has already filed paperwork to potentially run. He's exploring a run for mayor. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, who he is. He's been serving the city of Bridgeport for years and why his sights are now set on potentially becoming the next mayor. Councilman Cruz, welcome in studio. It's great to have you.
Good morning, good morning. And thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Very excited.
Yeah, that was quite
great
an announcement.
Yes, yes, ma'am.
I mean, I saw you were chatting with my buddy Frank Recchia. He and I go way back. We used to work at News 12
Frank,
together. He's
Frank,
amazing.
He's a great guy.
So what made you even want to consider mayor?
Mayor, because I've been on the council now 6 years. I just got reelected.
Congratulations. And, yes, I noticed that.
Thank you. And one thing is that Bridgeport is being neglected by this administration and previous administration. I just feel that they need somebody who's actually connected to the community. Not disconnected. And I just feel, like I said, because I grew up in Bridgeport. You know, I came from Puerto Rico at the age of 5 years old. I landed in P.T. Barnum Housing Project. That's where I grew up at. And it's very, very serious as far as what's going on. The neglect is tremendous. And we just need somebody who really cares about the city of Bridgeport, you know, and people who are ready to connect with the folks out there and listen to them, listen to their concern, listen to perspective, and engagement, because I always said that as an experienced community organizer, you have to engage the community. You have to empower them. You have to include them in whatever actions a mayor or city council members are taking. That's why I'm running. I feel that they are left out, they are neglected, and I want to bring them back into the fold of being engaged in the city politics and decision-making.
Correct me if I'm wrong, though, Councilman. You were previously a supporter of Mayor Ganim when he first ran in 2015.
Yes.
What changed?
You know, like I said, I was in Massachusetts, living in Massachusetts when he got caught up with that corruption scandal. And when I came back, I'm a kind of man that I believe in second chances. I believe that everybody deserves a chance. So the mayor reached out to me as a candidate, and I said, sure, I'll support you. And I campaigned for him. He got elected. Then I supported him for the second time in 2017, 2018, I believe. But that's when I started feeling a little more negative vibe, that I just felt a very distaste in my mouth about it. I just cannot support this man ever again.
Mm, interesting.
I think he has abused his power.
Has abused his power.
Yeah.
And I know that when he was running against John Gomes, you were a very big supporter of John Gomes.
Absolutely. Very strong supporter of John Gomes. John Gomes is a very good man, a decent man. He got a great heart. And I have to say that, even though that here I am talking about exploring committee for mayor, John Gomes is a good man. You can't deny that. And John Gomes won the elections in 2023. He actually won the elections. And Marilyn Moore won the elections in 2019. So I'm very sick and tired of this corrupt. Every time this election cycle coming, he always wins. But why? Because of the team that they get together to go out there and campaign. And what I'm mad about, Melissa, is I'm tired of the people being deceived and taken advantage of.
Taking advantage of residents.
The residents, the voters. We have a town committee that consists of 90 people who makes decision who they want to endorse for mayor. 90 people controlling almost 150,000 people in the city of Bridgeport. That has to stop. The people of Bridgeport needs to wake up, and that's what I want to do. I want to wake up and tell them that you are being taken advantage of, but you are also being complicit by not getting out and vote. You have to get involved. That's my thing. That's what I want to do, to empower, to encourage folks to get involved and take your city back. My philosophy is building one bridge put together, and the only way to build one bridge put together is bringing the people together.
What are your thoughts, Councilman Cruz, on absentee ballots then? Because that is, unfortunately, very much a crux of the issue. Of you mentioned the last two mayoral elections, and absentee ballots were, you know, John Gomes, really, I think, is still paying the price to some degree for exposing those videos. And I'm wondering your thoughts on that, because when you look at municipality to municipality out of the 169. Bridgeport, some 26% voters are absentee ballot. The next highest is like Hartford at 9%. I mean, a quarter of your voters are voting absentee. And if that continues to be a real problem, what is sort of your response to that? I would think that that kind of plays into your narrative of one Bridgeport.
Yes. Again, I have to go back that people, a select crew of people that for the mayor or whoever, goes out there and they target people for the absentee ballot. And the absentee ballots are being abused. They're really being abused. And what that's creating is a spirit of apathy amongst other people, registered voters. So they feel that their vote will not count, because if they vote, it doesn't count. So my thing is that I have to tell people that, no, you have to stop relying on absentee ballot. Right now we got early voting. So that's counter to the absentee ballot. So now that we have early voting, thanks to John Gomes, okay? Thanks to John Gomes for fighting up there at the state election and fighting in the courts. Now we got early voting. People need to understand that you don't have to wait for an absentee ballot. You could go to the city hall and vote early and get rid of that, because the scandal with absentee ballot is just too much. It's depriving the people of their voices, depriving the people of their engagement, and it's wrong. It's been a witness. Many people have lost by absentee ballot. I lost twice running for council member. I won in the machines, and I lost by absentee ballot against one council member. May he rest in peace. So it's an abuse. And my thing is that we need to talk about that. We need to have those serious conversations, which many of these politicians right now in Bridgeport would not talk about it.
They won't really talk about it up in Hartford either, though. No. Have you noticed that?
Yes. They won't talk about it. And that is a disservice to the people that they represent. It is a disservice, including the mayor. The mayor don't talk about it. Of course he's not going to talk about it. But the thing is that a mayor should be engaged with the people of Bridgeport, make sure that they're being taken care of, that their rights are being respected, their voting rights are being respected, and the overall well-being of their communities needs to be respected.
Do you worry, though, Councilman Cruz, of getting the same outcome as John Gomes?
Of course. Of course it's concerning. I can't sit here and deny that it's not a concern. But that is why exploratory committee gives me an opportunity in the early, you know, at least a year, to go out there and talk to the people of Bridgeport. That's why I decided to have exploratory committee a year ahead of time, is to have the ability and the opportunity to talk to folks, to talk about what I'm talking with you, to wake them up and tell them, listen, you got to get involved. I understand how you feel about the city, whether you like it or not. The fact of the matter is that you have to get involved. That's the bottom line. There's no other way that I could put it. If you want change, you got to remember to the folks, they have to remember that absentee ballot, they're going to try to win with absentee ballot. But out of 46,000 registered Democrats, 22,000 independents, and 10 or 12,000 plus maybe of Republicans, you could override the absentee ballot count. But you have to get out and vote. That's what I'm going to be telling folks. You have to get out of your couch. You got to get out of your comfort zone. And you got to get out and vote, especially now that they have early voting. Take advantage of it, please.
We are chatting with Councilman George Cruz, who has filed paperwork in an exploratory run for mayor for the city of Bridgeport. Councilman Cruz, I would love to know, what are some of the things you're most focused on? I know that you said you want to build one Bridgeport together, which I love that motto. I think that's beautiful. But what does that look like for you? So say you decide to move forward and you're like, yep, I am for sure running for mayor. And I know what the people want. What are some of the things that, just in these early days, you feel are going to be a focus for you if you were to become the next mayor?
Well, again, you know, building one Bridgeport together. Also, like as I have mentioned, we have the beautiful Pleasure Beach on the east end of it. You know, we like to see those bridges built. It's about building bridges so people could connect. The Congress Street Bridge has been neglected for all these years. It doesn't allow the emergency operations to move a little faster around the city. My thing is, again, my focus is the people. As a community organizer, I understand that it's to go meet the people, have the tough conversations, ruffle some feathers, because we're in a time that we don't know what's going on, especially what's coming down from Washington, D.C., you know, with the ICE and all that. I also have a resolution that passed the council to hold ICE accountable for their terrorizing tactics that they use in throughout the cities, throughout the country. But the most important thing is, Melissa, is that I have to reach out to the folks. I have to have meetings with them. We have to have the very tough conversations. I love Bridgeport. Bridgeport's DNA is in me. I was born in Puerto Rico. I came at the age of five. But I grew up here. So the DNA of Bridgeport, this environment, this culture, is in me. I care about Bridgeport. I remember in the 60s and 70s, there used to be a lot of manufacturing plants in the city of Bridgeport. They're all gone. The majority are gone. So from a manufacturing mecca, it has become more of a hospitality service kind of city. And then the projects that they are building, a lot of Bridgeport residents are not going to be able to afford those rents. Rents are astronomically high. So what kind of a job in Bridgeport are these people going to be able to get to be able to afford the kind of rent that's coming down the pike? We're having a lot of outsiders coming in and buying property and jacking up the rent. So there's a lot of issues about the crime. Work with the police department, our education for our youth. We got to come up with more viable programs to engage our youth, but not only our youth, but to their families. Like I was talking with the chief the other day, once you get the youth, this is important, but now you got to look beyond the youth. Their mom, their dad, where they live at, their environment, what's going on in that neighborhood, and what do the parents need. And the other thing is that we need to be tough on our governor, all right? The governors and elected officials, whether it's the governor or Blumenthal, Himes, Murphy, they use Bridgeport to get across the finish line to win their election. But yet when they get to their office up in Hartford and Washington, they forget to get the monies that our kids in Bridgeport need for the schools. Our schools needs not only teachers, but need psychiatrists, counselors, addiction specialists. They need all of that. Violence specialists, they need all of that. They need to have those conversations. And that's what I'm all about. I'm coming from a lived experience of neglect, but I'm also a survivor. And now that I'm in the position that I am, the platform of city councilman, it's not time for me to stay quiet. It's time for me to speak up and speak out and call the governor for what it is. If you want vote from Bridgeport, you got to write a contract and tell us how much money you're going to get for Bridgeport for the public schools.
Well, how do you, I mean, that actually kind of leads to something that has, in my opinion, or as far as I know, has never happened for Bridgeport. But the state's involvement in this last year, specifically with the public schools and helping the 19,000 plus students and our buildings and the leadership with the superintendent, the Board of Education, you know, my understanding is this is the first time they've ever done that. I mean, what is kind of your response to that?
Well, I say, well, I'll be damned. What took you so long? That does. If you did it now, you must continue it. You must continue because we got our beautiful children here in the city of Bridgeport that need the help. All they want is an education, a good, decent education. That's all they want. They want the opportunity. Just like when somebody come out of prison, come home, all they want, they don't want no empathy and compassion. All they want is an opportunity. That's what our kids in Bridgeport deserve, is an opportunity to get a good quality education and be able to move on, whether it's to college or to manufacturing or another kind of a trade. So, yeah, thank God they somehow they woke the hell up. But the thing is, they need to do more. I was just at a meeting at the Board of Ed this past weekend. They're talking about they need money. Why is our kids, our acting superintendent and our board, look like they're begging for money? No, whoever's running for governor, I understand Governor Lamont is running for re-election.
Yes.
We got to hold his feet to the fire. We got to hold Blumenthal, Murphy, and Himes to the fire. They got to get with us.
What about, you know, going back to you want to have people vote in person over absentee ballot? Because I got to hammer this a little bit more, because obviously that is, to me, the black eye of Connecticut.
Oh,
is the absentee ballots. What are your thoughts, Councilman, on, you know, one of the reasons we're being told absentee ballots are sort of the way to go in Bridgeport is because you have an older population, you know, people who cannot leave their homes or they're in nursing homes, what have you. What about finding a system? And I remember specifically asking both John Gomes at the time and incumbent Mayor Joe Ganim when they were in studio with me. I had said, well, why don't we make it available? And granted, I know it probably costs money. This is probably a Stephanie Thomas question. But why not bring the model of what we do in schools where people go and vote? Why not bring that almost like a roving place for people to do elections in their nursing home or in their senior centers. Why not do that? If the issue is that we can't get them to the polls, why don't we bring the polls to them?
I agree 100% that we have had that discussion, and that's why the absentee ballot should be targeted for people who can't not leave or are disabled, should be targeted. But that is why we need to give more funding to our registrar's office. They have more staff for them to go to these buildings and have a time to be there to talk to the seniors, fill out their applications, supervised, and then when they vote, whatever, they pick it up. They should not allow campaign workers to handle absentee ballot applications, period. They should not. They should not. And that is why, that's where the abuse comes in. When you allow a worker of a candidate go and take 100, 200, 300 applications out, it's a problem. So I think that a registrar's office, in all fairness, needs to have more staff. When there's election time, target the senior buildings, even hospitals. Even hospitals. Wherever they're at, they want to vote, you set up a date and time where you're going to have be there for a few hours. You bring the application along working with the management and have those people fill out the application. Then you come back, supervise, pick the application, and pick the ballot up, because nobody's supposed to be grabbing nobody's ballot.
Right.
So that's the problem. That's why the abuse is happening.
Mm-hmm.
I'm proud and happy the state election
Enforcement committee
came up with early voting.
Yep.
But that's not enough.
Right.
It's not enough. It's still being abused right now. It's still being abused. And that has to stop. The absentee ballot applications got to be in a different category, and it's got to be supervised, not be given to campaign workers. I'm against that.
Well, Councilman Cruz, I'm sure we are going to talk many, many times in the future. I appreciate you having this first conversation. Certainly keep us posted on where you're at with your exploratory run, and I look forward to connecting again.
Appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you to your listeners. God bless.
You're very welcome. Councilman George Cruz here on WICC.